Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown, out there on the edge of the prairie. Been chilly, chilly at night in the 30s. The crickets are all quiet. We hear the pop of the shotguns from duck hunting. Duck hunters like an old medieval guild. Because it's hereditary, you know. You can't be a duck hunter unless your dad was. And so it's just handed down from one generation to the other. It's like aristocracy, landed aristocracy. Politics is upon us. Campaigns are on us. People try to avoid the subject, of course, but nonetheless, you can see people looking at you with looks of pity and compassion for the darkness and superstition that you live in, you of your particular political bent. And and it can be stressful for the mixed marriage, like Clint and Irene Bunsen. She's a Republican and he's not. He woke up in the middle of the night about a week ago, and she was lying right up next to him, and she was saying in a very low voice, "You know that Obamacare is a ridiculous mess. And you know that socialism and permissiveness are tearing at the very fabric of our society." "What are you doing?" he said. "What are you doing?" "Oh, I'm sorry," she said. "I didn't mean to wake you up." He got up out of bed. He walked down the hall into the guest room. I tell you, the guest room is a crucial element in a long-lasting marriage. So, a guest room with a door and a lock, and he's going to be there for a while. Their daughter, Carla, is off in New York. She's doing well, or so I hear. She went out to New York to become an actor, and now she's gone into performance art. And she performs a work in the subway. She stands on a platform and she does not make eye contact with people. And she turns slowly clockwise. And as people walk by, strictly by chance, she hands out little slips of paper that say, "I like your work." It's a performance piece called Circular Affirmation. And it got a big review in the New York Times here this last week. And so they're happy for her. She gets paid for it from a foundation that used to give grants to painters, but there are enough paintings, and so they wanted to do something different. And this is what art is in our time. I was up in Lake Wobegon just this last week, and I went up to the seniors' banquet at Lake Wobegon Lutheran Church to be the guest speaker, or so I thought, but there was nobody waiting for me at the door to show me in, and they asked me to buy a ticket, and so I did, and only couple tickets, no singles, and so I put down $30 for a ticket, and they assigned me to a seat table towards the back. Darryl and Marilyn Tollerud were back there, and you know, I know them, and so we sat and talked. They seemed to be a little upset about the church. They brought out the entree, the waiters, and it was spaghetti and meatballs, and Marilyn said, "You would think that people would get tired of this same thing year after year after year. Where is the imagination?" Well, I was trying to think what I was going to talk about in my speech. I was sort of thinking I would tell the pontoon boat story. But I looked around the room, and there were a lot of people in the room who were involved in the pontoon boat story. So I would have to be careful about just how I told that. And then I was thinking maybe I'd tell the tomato butt story, but my sister was there, and and maybe the story about Florian and Myrtle Krebsbach and the truck stop, which I sort of remembered but couldn't completely. I looked around, I was kind of surprised. I mean, it was the seniors' banquet. And they seemed to accept me as one of their own. There were classmates of mine who were there. No, Marilyn said, "Darryl and David,